Happy 4th of July from Coffee and Jesus. This is Jael Penn coming to you from Texas on this holiday. I hope that you all have some good plans today to go picnic or go to the beach, go to your family or friend's house and hang out, do whatever you want to do. I pray that you are just truly blessed and filled with joy and happiness and, of course, good food. Well, I'm sorry about that. I should have kept my phone off. I apologize. So I am at home. I don't have any special plans. My kids are grown now. They have their own lives. They have their fiancés or boyfriends or, you know, whatever they've got going on. And they're both out of town right now. So I am alone. And yet I am perfectly happy just binge watching Hallmark. Yes, you heard me. I am a Hallmark-aholic. I love these corny, predictable movies. They make me happy, what can I say? So this podcast is for all you Hallmark fans. And the question is, why do we torture ourselves with these corny movies, with these predictable storylines, with these remarkably over-the-top, not naturally good-looking people? Everybody on here is beautiful. The men, the women, the props, the houses, the scenery. It's just aesthetically pleasing to the eye. But why do we do this? And y'all, I have sat here on a Saturday when it is not college football season and watched Hallmark from 11 o'clock in the morning until time to go to bed. Just movie after movie after movie, some of which I've seen before. Yeah, I've got it bad. And on top of that, I have my coffee, which I have right now. I have my Skinny Pop popcorn snacks. I have my pajamas. I'm lying on the couch. And it's like, why am I being so lazy? Why? Because you know what? We need rest. We need those moments where we can just sort of disappear into somebody else's life and forget about our own. Y'all, there's nothing wrong. I'm perfectly happy. I really am. I'm just, I love Hallmark. These characters, these women, these men. And you know what? The movies actually are getting better. They're starting to, you know, have more diversity. There are people who are divorced. There are people who have children. You know, there are people who have physical illnesses. So it's starting to get a little more diverse. And yet, we know that the kiss is not coming until the last 5 minutes. There will be no sex, which I probably shouldn't be watching anyway. There will be a third party, either an old girlfriend who comes in the mix or an old boyfriend who comes in the mix who tries to confuse everybody and mess everything up. We know all this, and yet we still watch it because, let's just face it, Hallmark is the bomb. There are very few shows or channels on TV that are, I'm going to use the old word, wholesome, and that have values and morals. And so it's just really nice to watch something where you're not going to hear the F-bomb every other word, or, you know, wondering if you're watching soft porn or your kids can come into the room and you don't have to rush them out of the room. There's no violence. There's never any violence except for maybe somebody punching somebody in the nose for being disrespectful to a woman, which is chivalrous. So yeah, I totally love Hallmark, and I know that millions of you do too. So my podcast is just really about, why do we love Hallmark? And why should we watch Christmas movies in July? You know, it's just time to get back to the basics. And these are feel-good stories. They're family-friendly. They're not too long, so they hold your attention span. They move quickly through the plot. You're not going to get bored. And as I said before, these are some of the best-looking people on the planet, so it's aesthetically pleasing to the eye. The Christmas in July helps you get ready for the holidays, puts you in the mood to go shopping and, you know, making your list and making your plans for vacation. It just feels good. And I think we just need more of what feels good. Because there's just so much bad stuff out there and just so much crap. And you have to watch, as in be careful what you literally watch and listen to, because those things stick with you. They really, really do. I watched a horrible, inappropriate show the other day. I'm being transparent here, because I like this particular actor. I like this particular type of genre. And so I said, you know, it's a series. And so I said, well, I'm just going to watch one episode and just kind of see how it goes. And y'all, ooh, wow. Yeah, I had to cut it off. It was too much. It was too much. And I really wanted to watch this show. The Holy Spirit convicted me on that. But you know what? The Holy Spirit never convicts me with Hallmark. I'm just going to throw that out there. I'm not going to be a religious or anything, but yeah. I did some research on Hallmark, and I don't know how true this is, but you know, the history of Hallmark is actually, it was two separate religious cable channels that merged. And that kind of makes sense as to why they don't have sex in any of their movies, and they wait to kiss until the end, and there's a happy ending, and people have morals and values. It's really nice. And I know if you're a young person watching this, you're probably like, what's the big deal? The big deal is I grew up on shows that were wholesome. They were family friendly. And by the time I had my own children, TV had completely changed and everything was crap and just dirty and filthy and vulgar and inappropriate. So for an old fogey like me, I'm just happy to be able to watch something where I'm not having to go pray for repentance afterwards. I mean, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but it's just so important to fill your mind with good things. And what's wrong with having a hopeful romantic movie or a scene make you go, aw? And you do that a lot with these movies. You do. So it's one of my guilty pleasures, and I'm probably going to go get some Skinny Pop popcorn here in a minute because I don't have any. And this coffee is just not enough. I need to eat something today. I'm not in the mood for barbecue. I'm not going to anybody's house. I really just want to stay here in my pajamas on this couch and just have a really good time. But yeah, it's fun. It's fun to watch these shows. And like I said before, I pray that you're doing something really fun today. And this was just a silly podcast about one of my guilty pleasures. And once college football season starts, oh, honey, you have no idea how much I love football. You will hear more about that in a few weeks because it is almost here, y'all. Yes. Football. I love that more than Hallmark. Yes, you heard me right. I love it more than Hallmark. And on that note, I'll let you think about that. And again, have a happy 4th of July. Be blessed.